All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Aleph in Chovas HaTamidim, the 12th chapter, title HaChasidus Vayes Kashrus BaTorah Al Yadda. Literally, again, the learning of Chasidus. And here, by the way, of course, the Piaget and Mamish referring to Chasidus, to actual study of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, and the ability through Chasidus to go ahead and connect to Torah. So if you remember again, last week in our shiur, we focused on the Piaget that says something quite beautiful. He compared the process of learning Chasidus to the discovery of the Nitzutz Minitzutz HaNevuah. It's like every Jew has a spark of prophecy within him. Every Jew has that spark within him or her. Every person has that spark of prophecy, that prophetic luminescence inside of them. And through the studying of Chasidus, the Piagetsna suggested that a person is able to discover that spark within themselves and ultimately build on that spark. Of course, as we've seen a number of times, a spark by itself can't get you very far. But a spark certainly has the ability to ignite a variety of things all around you. So therefore, again, the Chasidus is that spark. And then, of course, it's up to me to fan that spark into a raging fire, into a raging flame. See, goes on. Page Kuf Aleph, the paragraph that begins, Hine. Hine amarnu l'chalael. We already said earlier, Asher b'Torah kol ha'kedusha nimtzeis. That all holiness is found in Torah. All holiness is found in Torah. In other words, when a person quests, this is actually very important because We all have a natural desire to find Kiddusha. Sometimes we try to find it in a variety of different areas, but it's important for us to recognize that Kiddusha is only found within Torah itself. He goes on, Uba im Kiddusha sa'in sof tischaber. And it's only through Torah that we have the ability to truly connect with the Ein Sof, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Sof, again, means the one without end. A reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rak shetzarech ataladas. Eich lilmod Torah. However, this is very profound. I have to know how to learn Torah. What does that mean? He says, "Voracious culture." Well, so the Piagetsna over here is not referring to. He's not referring to translation of words or things like that. He's saying, "I have to understand how to unlock the power of Torah." He said two very important things. Number one is that the only way to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. And this is an incredible idea. There are other experiences which could allow you to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which could allow you to go ahead and spend some time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, if you want to truly connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chibur, that requires Torah. But you have to know how to properly use that mechanism of Torah. Voracious call. First of all, step number one. Tzarech ata legalos es nafshecha asher temuna b'cha. This is very beautiful. You have to reveal the soul which is hidden within you. You have to go ahead and reveal the nefesh, reveal the soul which is embedded in you. Yeshina af mis alefes, a soul that is asleep and sometimes has fainted. Uba tikarnes b'Torah. And ultimately, again, you want to find your neshama, you want to find your soul, you want to awaken it, the soul that sometimes falls asleep, the soul that sometimes faints. The only way to awaken that soul, the only way to bring that soul to revive that soul, if it's fainted, is through Torah. Ukvar hareisa ma'at ladas b'prakim elu, eich u'b'mal la'ora l'golosa. We've already studied in some of the previous chapters ways in which we have the ability to go ahead and awaken our soul, to reveal it. Vaya, kish alchami lemar, matoy lecha chasidusha, im tebatel al yodeha mizmani haTorah. So the Piagetsna says, so maybe somebody will ask you, well, what good is the learning of chasidus if it's going to cause you to go ahead and neglect other areas of Torah? Umatarviach binafshecha hamagula, imator latamel. And what good will it do for your soul if you do not toil in Torah? Va'afala chasidus lo savo, ki lo ama aretz chasid. So the Piagetsna will say, maybe somebody will challenge you and will tell you, why should you spend time learning chasidus? At the end of the day, if you don't learn, quote-unquote, real Torah, so how are you ever going to self-actualize? How are you ever going to develop your neshama? Ani na kita'uso. So explain to him his mistake. Shekol devarinu halalu, asher dibarnu locha ad ko, Afsha achos bayom midimot hatar lo yachtefu mimcha. No, that everything that we've spoken about until now will never prevent you or will never take away from even a moment of your learning. Ach v'rak es hakotzim yiva'aru mimcha. Bose, this is such a beautiful statement. Do you want to know the real power of chasidus and the real power of a lot of the things that we've learned until now? Bose, listen to this lashon. It will go ahead and burn away the weeds. Isn't this profound? See what I'm saying? If you want to plant something in your heart, you want to plant something in your soul. So before I can go ahead and plant the area and see the area, I have to, what's the word? Not de-weed.
Expunge.
Maybe it's called weed. Right? You have to weed. Yeah. Okay. Right? You have to remove the weeds. So the Piaget says something amazing. So much of what we have been focusing on is weeding. It's just getting rid of the overgrowths of the soul, of getting rid of the overgrowths of the heart. As revios hashaos hapenuyos asha'ata batal mehen ve'is machshavos habetelos v'ha'avelos asher b'cha yach mesu mimcha v'yemal'ucha tachtein chachma kshur kedusha ar b'chasidus ve'ich yuchal ha'chai l'hachish ha'chai. So it says the Piagetna something amazing. Sometimes the true power, ultimately again, within the learning of Chassidus Rabosai, is in this ability to weed, is in this ability to remove the overgrowths, is in this ability to go ahead and remove that which sometimes obscures and takes away from, ultimately, again, our ability to plant something meaningful and plant something good. And again, says the Piagetna, it's true. All you need to do is look around, and you can be able to see, ultimately, everything that occurs around you. Habetna ure'ei. Imachana ha-chasidim asher b'chol dar v'adar ani milom de Torah me'asher machanos bi. So I'll tell him, look around. So he says to Piagetna, do the chasidim have left less tamdi chachamim than other streams of the Jewish people? Furthermore, again, in past generations, there was certainly not less Talmidei Chachamim in the camps of the Chasidim than ultimately, again, in the other camps of Jewish people. Says the Piaget, and we see now, Piaget is referring over here to the early 1900s, we see now that in the camps of the Hasidim, in the Hasidic world, there are even more Talmidei Chachamim than in the other streams of Judaism. Page Kuf Beis. Kilomar. Bidor hazeh hayorid rachmano litzlan. What the Piaget says, what we're really saying is as follows. In this generation, which is compromised in so many ways, lo niftach kol kach mispar b'nei Torah, v'lo yigdal kol kach mispar ha-misracha ki me'ashem metaraso, Mibein hador atzer b'machane ha-chasidim mikfi erech shar machanos Yisrael. It's actually interesting. So the Piagetna says in our generation, referring to his generation, he says, we have more Talmidei Chachamim and less young people who are disenfranchised than the other streams of Judaism. Which is actually a very dramatic statement. We have more Talmidei Chachamim and less disenfranchised youth than the other streams of Judaism. So the Piagetna goes on, Kemoshe zachisi d'shmame rav echa yirei shamayim, bilti chosid, shamar shebepolin achasidus, od mekhaimes asatora v'avodas Hashem. So the Piagetna said, I heard this from a prominent non-chasidic Polish rabbi who said that in Poland, it is the chasidim who ultimately are sustaining the Jewish community. Umikol shekin, atem tamidim v'asikim, kasher tachziru ataras ha-chasidus li-yashna, v'tashuvu li-yos min ha-chasidim ha-rishonim b'leiv mishkan ha-shchina, u'b'nishmas Yisrael chaya u'bo'ira b'lapid isha malo, aleichem v'alkiyotzi b'ochem ha-chasidus machrezes mila Hashem elai. Says the Piagetna, in our generation, it's the chasidus that calls out to us, mila Hashem elai, who to Hashem, come to us. So the Piagetna then goes on, and he explains so beautifully, so with this we'll have to stop. But what he's really highlighting over here is something incredibly amazing. So first of all, a few major points. Number one, this yisod, that every Jew has this, what he calls this nitzos nevuah inside of him. This spark of prophecy. the spark of prophetic holiness. Not that I can see the future, not that I hear the word of God, but ultimately, again, this nitzutz of connection with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the role of chassidus, of the study of chassidus, to go ahead and fan that flame, fan that spark. The study of chassidus does not replace the study of quote-unquote regular Torah. Why not, Rabosai? Because there is no way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Torah. This, by the way, has been the downfall of many a movement who tried to go ahead and find other modes of connection with God other than Torah. Nothing replaces Torah. Now again, different people, some people relate exclusively through Torah, some people find other avenues in addition to Torah, some people have tefillah, some people have shira. People connect in a variety of different ways. But there's only one fundamental path towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's through Torah. Different subjects in Torah people could have, different relationships in Torah people could have, but ultimately, again, there is no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Torah. So ultimately, again, if that's the case, then what's the role of chassidus? So as the Rebbe said, chassidus is how you weed your neshama. That a lot of us have overgrowth that's happening over here. And before I could plant the beautiful saplings of Kedusha, before I could plant the beautiful saplings of holiness, ultimately Chassidus removes the weeds. Chassidus removes all of the junk that is growing in the field, so that ultimately, again, it remains, the field is plowed, the field is open, the soil is ripe for the plantings of Torah, the plantings of Ruchnius, so that that little spark of Kedusha that I have inside of me could be a full raging fire. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, middle of page Kuf Beis tomorrow.